What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream. Hi, everyone. I'm Kate Sullivan. Welcome to Dine For, the podcast, where the world's most brilliant and creative minds share their story at their favorite restaurant. Before we get going, I wanted to tell you why I started this podcast in the first place. And it's not just because I love food. I'm obsessed with finding the next great restaurant or the next great juicy cheeseburger. No. The reason why I started this podcast is because food tells a story. And where a person picks as their favorite restaurant is often the beginning of their story.
Of all the restaurants in Philly,
yeah,
why did you take me here?
It's something I aspire to, the way he did this restaurant. Every
really?
Single detail, the craftsmanship that's coming from an inspiration, a place of inspiration, a value system.
That was movie director M. Night Shyamalan at Philadelphia restaurant Vetri Cucina. This is Nike designer Jason Maiden.
What Giordano's, what Deep Dish Pizza, what Chicago represents to me is that work ethic, that blue-collar immigrant work ethic. Because the South Side was such a beautiful mixture of first-generation Irish, first-generation Italian, first-generation from the South, meaning the blacks that moved up. So you had this hustle embedded into the spirit of the city, specifically this part of the city. And so much of the flavors of that pizza remind me of that hustle.
You see what I mean? Where they choose starts to tell their story. Every guest has taken an idea and through their own hustle and hard work made it happen. I'm interested in their failures as much as their successes.
I started to cry.
Wow.
I was embarrassed, and I think at that moment I was prepared to walk away.
That was Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, when his father-in-law told him he had a hobby, not a job. These stories of creativity, building, and innovation will set you on fire with inspiration. And you don't just hear the story of the guest, you hear the story of the restaurant, too.
The service is something that we try to go above and beyond. The customer is always right. That's a saying you hear a lot, but we have a lot of probably several dozen variations of that. Mm-hmm. One being the answer is yes. Now, what's the question?
Restaurants like Gibson Steakhouse in Chicago are part of the fabric of our country. They are the heart and soul of any city, town, and community, a place to gather, celebrate, and connect. The people who work in restaurants are some of the coolest, most interesting, and inspiring people I know. It is my honor to tell their story, too. So, that's my promise, to make you hungry, literally and figuratively, to inspire you, challenge you, leave you feeling different. So how does that sound? I can't do it without you, so as this train takes off, please subscribe to this podcast and send me a note at todinefortv.com. Let me know how I'm doing, and if my promise to you paid off. Until then, cheers. Thank you to American National Insurance and Spiritless for supporting To Dine For, the podcast, and these incredible stories of inspiration. I can't wait to get started.